to it. The Democrat debate after party continues, hour number two. I mean, how much fun can you have in the morning? God bless America. It's the Steve Gerber Show for Wednesday, October 16th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, LeBron James has found himself a storm after taking the side of communist China and giving a half-hearted defense of America and the freedom of speech. It's not going to go away easily, to say the least. Number two, Adam Schiff continues to run the so-called impeachment inquiry, but Nancy Pelosi says there'll be no vote. There'll be no vote? Of course not. And number one, the fur flying in Ohio at the Democrat debate in Westerville, right outside of Columbus. A dozen candidates were on the stage, all trying to be more radical than the others had seen, and the bullseye was on Elizabeth Warren. She is now clearly the front runner in all of this, is Elizabeth Warren, but she can't answer the simple questions like, how much are you going to raise taxes in the middle class for your dream of Medicare for all? Now, don't get me wrong. Each and every one of the 12 candidates on the stage has some plan for a government takeover of healthcare to one degree or another. Mayor Pete and others say you can't get rid of private healthcare insurance. You can't do that. You'll never get elected. Not the only one that says that. People like Joe Scarborough and other media sycophants for the Democrat Party say you can't afford that. There's no way you can pay for all that. Sherrod Brown, the senator from Ohio, says you can't do Medicare for all at all. And yet they continue. And then there's Joe Biden. I have to play this because it's so unsettling, I guess is a good word. To listen to Joe Biden rambling incoherently about I don't know what. I was watching the debate live last night with Ivy, and I heard this part, and she was focused on something, and she was looking. I said, did you hear what he said there? She goes, play it again. So we played it again. She goes, I still don't understand. So I played it again. It still doesn't make any sense. Clipping coupons at the stock market or something like that, and then something about $600 billion, $1 trillion, and he's going to get rid of the capital gains tax. No, he's going to double the capital gains tax, which is complete idiocy, by the way. Why would anybody invest in a corporation or buy stock if you doubled the capital gains tax and then did not attach it to the rate of inflation? Anyhow, bite number 12 with Joe Biden. Try to sort it out for me and then give me a call. Bite 12, go.
What I talked about is how you get things done. And the way to get things done is take a look at the tax code right now. The idea, we have to start rewarding work, not just wealth. I would eliminate the capital gains tax. I would raise the capital gains tax to the highest rate of 39.5%. I would double it. Because guess what? Why in God's name should someone who's clipping coupons in the stock market make, in fact, pay a lower tax rate than someone who, in fact, is, like I said, a school teacher and a firefighter? It's ridiculous. And they pay a lower tax. Secondly, the idea that we, in fact, engage in this notion that there's $1,640 billion in tax loopholes. You can't justify a minimum $600 billion of that. We could eliminate it all. I could go into detail ahead of time.
Please don't do that. The details would be uglier than what we've already seen, Joe, but I appreciate your college try. Joe Biden is done. Joe Biden is done as a candidate. It's 0-for-3 for Joe Biden. It's over. Bernie Sanders just picked up the big endorsement of Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, all endorsing Bernie Sanders. That should help him go exactly nowhere. It's Elizabeth Warren's race to lose now. And with her far-left radical ideas, I don't know that she has much of a chance. But the reason Joe Biden is done is because Hunter Biden came out on national morning television yesterday. Why that day? I don't know. It didn't come up much at the debate. It came up some. He came out of hiding, tried to field questions from ABC. He looked defensive and admitted again, yeah, I made a lot of money because my last name is Biden. Now, why do you think that is? Well, I didn't do anything illegal. Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. I don't know. But clearly, the people who are spending all that money on you, they weren't doing it because they thought you were a great employee. They're trying to get access to your father and therefore to the president of the United States, Barack Obama. Therefore, they were trying to buy their way in to get some influence. That's what it was all about. Now, whether or not Hunter Biden did something wrong, I don't know, but it looks wrong, and it should be wrong. It should be wrong. We should not allow that to happen. We should not allow that to occur. Meanwhile, so we've got Elizabeth Warren saying she doesn't know, won't admit that is how you're going to pay for the health care law. You've got Joe Biden completely stammering and lost. And then you've got Bernie. He's ready to jump in at a moment's notice and tear it all down. Let's go to Bite 9 with Bernie Sanders. We haven't heard from him yet this morning, right? Bernie Sanders, Bite 9.
Senator Sanders, do you want to respond?
I get a little bit tired, I must say. Are people defending a system which is dysfunctional, which is cruel? 87 million uninsured, 30,000 people dying every single year, 500,000 people going bankrupt. For what reason? They came down with cancer. I will tell you what the issue is here. The issue is whether the Democratic Party has the guts to stand up to the healthcare industry, which made $100 billion in profit, whether we have the guts to stand up to the corrupt, price-fixing pharmaceutical industry, which is charging us the highest prices in the world for prescription drugs. And if we don't have the guts to do that, if all we can do is take their money, we should be ashamed of ourselves.
And there you have it, Bernie Sanders at a rock-solid 17% in the polls. Not going anywhere, by the way. He has a ton of cash, and he will spend it all. I mean, it's not his, right? He knows how to spend other people's money. He's kind of a professional at it. That's how he spent his entire career. I don't know that he's ever had a job in the private sector. He's been on the government teat for a long time. The hind one, by the way. And by the way, you know what didn't come up? Here's what did not come up. China. Strange, isn't it? After the big dust-up with LeBron James and China and LeBron James basically defending communist China over America and giving a half-hearted defense of the freedom of speech. In fact, I want you to hear this real quick from LeBron James. It's bite number three. Bite number three from LeBron James. Go.
We all talk about this freedom of speech. Yes, we all do have freedom of speech. But at times, there are ramifications for the negative that can happen. When you're not thinking about others and you're only thinking about yourself. So I don't believe, I don't want to get into a word or sentence feud with Daryl Morey, but I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand. And he spoke. And so many people could have been harmed, not only financially, but physically, emotionally, spiritually. Just be careful what we tweet and we say. And what we do,
right?
You know, yes, we do have freedom of speech, but there can be a lot of negative that comes with that too.
How dare an NBA executive defend Hong Kong and the protesters there? How dare them? It might cost me a shoe endorsement. And to hell with the Uyghurs that are being rounded up and put into concentration camps and murdered by the tens of thousands, maybe more, according to some. To hell with them. I've got a basketball game to play and millions of dollars to make. We got you, LeBron. We got you. To hell with America and the freedom of speech. My money in China, communist China, are more important. Gotcha. Never came up with the debate last night. 14 after on a Wednesday. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Today, to show you something else about Pioneer's corn and soybean product development, I'm in Johnston, Iowa. I'm walking into a large, nondescript building. But what's inside is definitely worth describing. This is the insectary. That humming is from an environmental growth chamber. Behind this last set of doors are, you guessed it, insects. Lots of them. Okay, here we go. These insects, along with research data, help Pioneer breeders design corn and soybean products to better withstand insect pressure. This knowledge goes back decades, and is constantly expanding for the future. The Insectary, another place that makes Pioneer Pioneer. You'll hear more from me later. For now, let your local Pioneer sales representative hear from you.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.